Welcome to Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's, the podcast where I ask the question, whatever happened to the pizza at McDonald's? I'm your host, Brian Thompson. Unfortunately, just as my investigation into the McDonald's pizza matter was starting to see some concrete results with my plea to the McDonald's Corporation to listen to the many persuasive calls I received on my COVID-safe virtual telephonic Santa Claus hotline, I received word of another matter entirely that merited my attention. On a recent telephone call to investors, which was professionally filmed and broadcast to the internet via a series of announcements on their official Twitter account, the Walt Disney Company cemented its plans to release a live-action sequel to the fantasy epic Willow 1 on its streaming service, Disney+. For those unaware, a streaming service is a kind of television channel, only without the prestige and social responsibility inherent in broadcasting over the airwaves. I have been aware of this production for some time, but have chosen not to fully engage with it, as I am really quite busy. But a metaphorical avalanche of messages from listeners containing links to news articles about the Willow TV show, along with interrogatives such as, "Did you hear about this?" has necessitated a more formal and decisive comment. To recap, I am the legal rights holder to any filmed sequel to the fantasy epic Willow 1. Years ago, when I became somewhat frustrated at the lack of progress in my McDonald's pizza investigation, I sought to engage in some self-care by visiting my local public library and checking out their copy of Willow 1 on DVD. But despite the fact that their computer directory listed the DVD as checked in, it was nowhere to be found. In the course of seeking a criminal investigation into the theft of this DVD, I wrote a detailed treatment for a sequel to Willow 1, which I called Willow 2 Through the Portal of Time. You may read it at the internet website I own, willow2.com. It is my belief, and the belief of my legal team, that no sequel to Willow 1 can be considered canonical unless it is produced in the same medium as the original film, namely, film. Therefore, any television program, novel, coloring book, or multimedia CD-ROM production claiming to be a sequel to Willow 1 would necessarily be considered in the eyes of the public and of the courts as an unofficial novelty. Further, as I am the first to conceive of a canonical filmed sequel to Willow 1, I own all rights thereto and thereof, as proven by the fact that I printed out a copy of my Willow 2 treatment and mailed it to myself. However, due to forces beyond my control, my efforts to begin production on Willow 2 have not so far been successful. One such effort was to engage the help of original Willow 1 director Mr. Ron Howard, with whom I was able to meet during a question-and-answer session following a public screening of Willow.
Hi, my name is Brian Thompson. I'm a journalist. I also dabble as a screenwriter. And I've written a treatment for Willow 2. I didn't want to step on any toes. That's why it's only a treatment. I was just wondering if you might want to read it.
For my efforts, I was blocked on Twitter by the moderator of the question-and-answer session, a one Mr. Drew McWeeny. And not only did Mr. Howard not, to my knowledge, read my Willow 2 treatment, but he also passed on directing the project in favor of making a film called Hillbilly Elegy, which has been met with nothing short of a critical rejection of the highest order, save for a few favorable comments on an entertainment website called The Daily Stormer. But despite all this, I am in no way creatively injured by the production of this Willow television program. In fact, I wish everyone involved the greatest success, from Walt Disney himself, to Walt Disney Company Chairman Mr. Bob Iger, to even Willow 1 creator Mr. George Lucas, who sold his company Lucasfilm to the Walt Disney Corporation several years ago so he could raise the money to buy his own flannel loom. To show my support, I decided to extend my well wishes personally to my Hollywood colleagues.
Happy holidays. Thank you for calling Disney Guest Services. You have my sister.
Hello, my name is Brian Thompson. May I please speak with Bob Iger?
Okay, I can't direct you directly to him, but I can connect you over to my help desk. They can assist a little further, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Certainly. One moment, okay? I so apologize for the wait. So I do have Renee on the line. She's going to assist you a bit further, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a magical day.
You too.
Hello, sir. May I ask, what is the nature of the call?
Hello, my name is Brian Thompson. I'm a Hollywood producer. I conceived of a sequel to the film Willow One. I don't know if you remember the film Willow One from the mid-1980s.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I just saw the announcement that the Walt Disney Company is producing a non-canonical television program sequel to the film Willow, and I was calling to speak with Mr. Iger to let him know that I congratulate him on this non-canonical novelty, and that I will not be suing for infringing on my right to produce a film sequel, a canonical film sequel, to Willow One.
Okay, but I don't believe Mr. Iger is even in the office.
Okay. Do you know where he is?
He's not in the office.
Okay.
So,
but do you know where he is?
I do not, sir.
Oh, okay.
That information I don't have.
Okay.
Let me see if there's anyone available.
Is George Lucas around?
I'm not sure. One moment,
okay.
Sir. Okay, I spoke with security, and they're stating that you need to go and speak to the individual or whoever did the producing before.
I see.
That's what she gave me.
I see. Well, it was Lucasfilm, which was created by George Lucas. I believe he created Star Trek.
Security would not take the call.
I see.
She said that you would have to go back. She said you would have to go back through the producers, and she said that you should have information on, you know, where, you know, on what information that you can be able to find. But she said,
I see.
She wouldn't take the call.
I see. Well, is there a way for me to leave a message for Mr. Iger?
Mm-mm, she wouldn't take it. I asked that too. She wouldn't take it.
Interesting. Did they sound like they knew who I was? Did you tell them my name?
I did. And she said, okay, they need to go back. They need to go back to the producers and any information that they had from the past. That's where they should be able to go back and find their reference. Mm-hmm. That was the information I was given, sir.
Very curious. Well, I do understand that the original film, Willow One, was produced by Lucasfilm, which was purchased by the Walt Disney Company some years ago. So is there a way I can be transferred to the Walt Disney production department? Thank you.
I'm going to see if I have a number in the system.
Okay, thank you.
You said the production company?
Yes. Whoever does the producing.
They don't have it listed that way. And I think the way that they have everything listed now, you have to have a contact. You have to have someone directly that you can be able in contact with. So you have to be able to provide a name.
I see. Well, I also know that Willow One was produced and directed by Mr. Ron Howard, but I believe he may be in hiding right now because of the reaction to his latest film, Hillbilly Elegy. Is he listed in your directory, Mr. Ron Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D?
Mm-mm, he's not listed in our directory.
I see.
I typed it up. I have several Howards, but no one for Ron.
I see. And no George Lucas?
L-U-C-A-S?
L-U-C-A-S.
Yes. No listing for George Lucas.
Curious. Well, thank you for your help.
Okay.
And just for my own, edification, if I did produce a sequel to the film Willow from the mid-1980s entitled Willow 2, would that be something you would be interested in seeing?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. I will pass that information along.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Have a magical day.
And you as well.
Goodbye. And now a word from our sponsor. How many times have you gone to the garment store, collected an armload of garments, carried them into the dressing room for a trial fitting, and realized, to your great dismay, that not only did you waste time picking out these garments yourself according to your own preferences and needs, but they also smell nothing at all like the post office? Stitch Fix is here to help. Answer a few simple questions, and Stitch Fix will charge you money to have a sophisticated algorithm pick out your garments and send them to you via the mail. Not only will you now have garments you have never seen, but they will also smell like a delivery truck. Stitch Fix. Now this is shopping for garments. Thank you for listening to Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's. Personalized copies of my best-selling book, How to Be an Investigative Journalist, are now available. For more information, visit howtobeaninvestigativejournalist.com. And if you have not joined our Patreon, now would be an excellent time, as I have released an exclusive one-half-hour video report available only to Patreon members. To watch it, sign up at patreon.com/pizzaatmcd's. Do you know what happened to Pizza at McDonald's? Do you remember it? Please send all correspondence to pizzaatmcdonalds@gmail.com. For more information, please visit our attractive website at www.pizzaatmcdonalds.com. There you will find links to our Twitter and Instagram pages, as well as to our newsletter and Teespring store, where you may purchase quality Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's merchandise. I'm Brian Thompson.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.